Well, Kevin, we're so looking forward to you being here and a wonderful demonstration that's happening Wednesday evening at 6:30 at Marriott Hall. I know that cooking and teaching are two different skills, and I know you've had such great experience with both. Is it a challenge? Has it been fun? How is it to teach and cook?
It has been an absolute ball. It's the interesting was I come from a whole family of teachers. My mother taught, her sister was a principal, my dad's sister was a teacher, his brother was a principal, his wife was a teacher. So I come from this long line of educators, and my mom cooked to relax. So when she would come home from teaching, her thing was cooking, and that's the way some people garden. She cooked to relax. So I got the combination of both genes. The cooking gene and the teaching gene.
Is it fun, too, to share sort of these home recipes? Because not all the time do these things get written down. And how is it to sort of take these home recipes and share them with folks?
Well, you know, it's actually great. I think that's one of the absolute best presents a family can have. You know, I don't like it when somebody says, oh, this recipe is a secret. Well, you know, even if grandma doesn't want to write those recipes down, somebody needs to get in the kitchen with her and watch her. Even if you don't have the exact ingredient, you know what the amount, I should say, you know the ingredient that goes into the dish. That way that dish can be passed on for generations throughout the family. And I just think that's one of the best things that's possible. Personally, as a chef, I'm the type that I will show you everything I know. I don't think there should be secrets. I don't go, oh, let me impress you how I can do this. I try to keep it simple and basic to make you want to try it. That's my approach.
I've seen that you've taught over 7,000 lessons, and I'm sure that's probably numbers even grown since that's been published. Are there any favorite recipes that you like to show kids and I guess kids of all ages?
Well, you know, I do a lot of traditional Louisiana cuisine. I can cook anything, and I've started to do a little more of different types of cuisine, but they're always going to have that little New Orleans, that little Louisiana touch. I've become a resident chef for our CBS affiliate, and I do every Tuesday morning. I'm on for 3 hours throughout the news doing different things, and I come up with different dishes that hopefully that a lot of things that the kids can get involved with at some point and in some stage of it, but it's something where just to take the mystery out of to go, you know what, wait up, I could think I could do that. And that's the whole goal, is to get people to trying it and not be afraid of cooking. Cooking should be fun. It shouldn't be work. It shouldn't be a job. It should be nice and easy and simple and basic.
I know when I was a kid, there wasn't a food network. And nowadays, with the internet and the growth of cable TV and whatnot, that folks, I think, are cooking even more. And again, as you say, yeah, you're on in the mornings there at WWL-TV and in New Orleans. And then, of course, the great PBS show folks here can see on WFYI. Is it, do you think, sort of a new sort of, as food is more available and specialty stores and folks that can get different ingredients and try things, do you think it's a sort of a grand age for cooking?
I do believe so. The response I've been getting back from the PBS program, I'm surprised the number of kids that I get letters from. I got an email not long ago from a dad and his son. They were home because of a snow day, and this is a while back, and they decided to make bread pudding, and he's 5 years old. So that's what it's all about. I remember sitting at that table with mother and grandmother and sitting and visiting. And when my sons got older and being a single parent, yeah, they'd always say, Dad, can we please go to McDonald's? Or can we please go to Burger King? Can we please just pick up Taco Bell or something? But we get that fast food, but we still come home and sit at the table and eat it together. And so the bottom line is, it doesn't matter what you make. It's just taking that time to sit at the table with family, friends, and sharing that meal.
We're expecting a great crowd for New Orleans Cooking with Kevin Belton coming up Wednesday night at Marriott Hall. You can watch, learn, and eat. The PBS chef Kevin is talking to us. I know you've got a second book that you've just finished of recipes. Is it hard to narrow all these down and decide what's going to be in a book?
You know what's interesting with the book? The book follows the next PBS series. And I try to take a basic idea of a recipe and try to remember something grandmother or mother did to it, or a friend's grandmother might have done to it, and put a little tweak to it. With the book, my co-writer is Rhonda Fenley, and my fiance Monica Pazmino. I tell you what, the two of them, we sit down, and sometimes Rhonda just tells me, okay, start talking, tell me stories. And they make me reach in so deep that there's so many memories that come up that I can actually visualize sitting there at the table and remember doing that with my mother, my grandmother. So that's what the book involves, stories of things that I remember as a kid that hopefully it gets other kids interested in cooking, or anybody interested in cooking. But like I said, that table, I think, is just so important, the time to visit. You know, we've become such, everybody has cell phones, everybody texts and email and all that type stuff. But it's just something about sitting down, having a conversation face-to-face with people. And I think that's an art that hopefully we'll get back to.
I guess I'd end asking, you know, a lot of us will cook, you know, the holidays are coming up, and sometimes that adds a little bit of pressure. But, you know, we're just in our homes there and doing different things. Is there ever a pressure, you know, being on a morning show or having a PBS series that, you know, you're not cooking at home, you're not there at a friend's house, but you're there in the studio and all sorts of things? How is it to cook in front of others?
I tell you what, if you want to know how good your food is, cook for a TV crew. A crew holds no bars. They will let you know. It's like, nah, that one is just so-so. You know, that, like my sons used to do that. Dad, that's good, but you don't have to put that at the top of the list. But, you know, it's one of the things about holidays. With holidays, and you have friends coming over, cook what you're comfortable cooking. Don't try to make something that you've never, ever made before. Cook what you're comfortable cooking. Or have everybody bring over their favorite dish. And that always eases the pressure of one person having to do it all.
Well, we're looking forward to some Creole cuisine coming up Wednesday night at Marriott Hall. Kevin Belton, it's great to talk to you. I know folks can find out more at Chef K Belton on Facebook. Where else can they find out more about your recipes and activities?
You know, I have, besides Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff, Chef Kevin Belton, the website should be up probably within the next month. And just try to put recipes on there and just have a good time. But I'm looking forward to coming up that way, to meeting everybody and seeing everybody and shaking some hands and saying thank you for being involved with food.
Yeah, we're looking forward. We're tickled that the Black Cultural Center is bringing you in, and looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be a great time.